Namaste. My name is Rui Simra. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak, distraction leads to depression and unhappiness. Why? Nobody can buy time. Or, Amma said, to waste time is the biggest sin. And the time waits for nobody. This means our death is terminal. We cannot postpone it. So we should do the best with our time. I have helped a lot of people who were caught in distraction through social media, TV, smartphone, gambling, and so on. And the people I could not help ended in depression, frustration, and even took suicide. Because our mind recognizes that we don't use our precious time, and so getting more and more frustrated inside, even we don't feel it. The thing is why we want to distract us, because we have disturbing feelings and thoughts in our mind, and then we're looking for distraction instead to feel what is. We run or we escape for ourselves. And through distraction, we start to procrastinate on our work and leisure time. We find too less sleep because we're looking too long TV or making too long internet. We can't get all the things done because we are too distracted to it. We lose our focus, and the focus is the most important thing. You see it with all people that don't have any focus, and focus is really very important for a good life. Then the people have too less time for family and friends because of the distraction. Too less exercise, then they ignore where they should improve. Or they don't feel at all, they become zombies. People who are frozen in their frustration and remain in this frustration, in the sadness, in the depression, they are the rest of their life. And this you see everywhere. And the next point is drug addicted. And then we think just a little distraction will not harm us. Everything starts with the first step. And the first step in the wrong direction will pull the next step. And so it goes on, and we suppress more and more feelings and thoughts. If we have distraction for a short time, we lose our focus and cannot do the things what we want. Over a long time, we become a garbage bag full of negativity. Another example, I've spoken with the best drug addiction therapist in the world. This is the Human University. Drug addiction is caused through suppressed feelings over a long time. And when a drug addicted wants to change, then all the negative feelings showing up and hinder that person to change. And so the person remains in that negativity. And this is the same true for us. So more we distract, so more garbage we have inside of ourselves, and so more difficult it is to change, to become a good person, to get your fun or to be fun and so on, to enjoy our life. So for what is this good? We should enjoy our life. We should be grateful for everything that is coming to us. If we're looking for destruction, we are not happy. Because a happy person never looks for destruction because he doesn't have the time for that. Makes sense. So if we are stressful, we have suppressed too many feelings, that's quite normal. Then we don't go to the TV or making internet and so on. Instead, we exercise, going dancing, or sleep. And afterwards, we can meditate. We don't want to put more layers on our negative feelings with the destruction. With exercise, we free us from our destruction. And the best thing is to release our negative feelings or our negative thoughts in meditation with the exercises. What I'm saying, mainly all therapists, the people are more connected to the internet than to the people. You know what I mean. Life is painful for everybody. We feel the pain and let it go instead to distract us and to become a garbage bag. Okay. Thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.